Hello, hi, can I help you today? Hi there, I'm just testing out your voice AI service to see what you can do. Could you tell me a bit about your platform and the kinds of services you offer? I'm curious how you might help businesses with voice AI.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary from Dasha AI, nice to meet you. I've definitely heard the name Dasha AI in the voice tech space, especially with companies like Acme Plumbers using your platform. Could you share what makes your voice AI stand out? Like, what's the secret sauce that gets clients excited?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? For many businesses, it's about reaching the right people at the right time without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling outreach while keeping it personal is a big challenge. How does Dasha AI handle that balance?
Tell me more about reaching the right people at the right time without sounding robotic or pushy.
Great question. Dasha AI uses natural, human-like conversations powered by advanced voice AI that adapts in real time. So instead of sounding like a script-reading robot, it listens, understands, and responds naturally, kind of like chatting with a helpful human. This way, it feels personal and engaging, not pushy. Plus, it can time calls based on data insights to catch prospects when they're most likely to answer. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to get started with Dasha?
Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Oh, I love that forward-thinking question. 12 months from now, using Dasha AI, I'd imagine a smooth, automated lead generation process that feels so natural prospects actually enjoy the calls. Your sales pipeline would be buzzing with qualified leads, and your team could focus on closing deals instead of chasing contacts. Revenue growth would be noticeable, and you'd have data-driven insights to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part of that future excites you the most?
What do you mean by your sales pipeline buzzing with qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Good point. When I say the sales pipeline is buzzing with qualified leads, I mean you'd have a steady flow of potential customers who are genuinely interested and ready to engage. It's important because it means your sales team spends less time chasing dead ends and more time closing deals that actually move the needle. That kind of efficiency can really boost revenue and reduce wasted effort. Does that sound like something your business could benefit from?
Tell me more about boosting revenue and reducing wasted effort.
Sure thing. Boosting revenue with Dasha AI comes from automating those repetitive, time-consuming tasks like cold calls and follow-ups, but doing it in a way that feels natural and engaging. This means your sales team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals, rather than dialing numbers all day. Reducing wasted effort means fewer dead-end calls and less time spent on uninterested leads, so your resources are used more effectively. It's like turning your sales process into a well-oiled machine. How does that sound for your team?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, well, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale. Sometimes it's also about not having enough data to know when and how to reach prospects effectively. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear more about your current hurdles.
What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth, inconsistent lead follow-up, and difficulty personalizing outreach at scale are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Limited sales team bandwidth often means your reps are stretched thin, juggling too many tasks, which can lead to missed opportunities or slower responses. Inconsistent lead follow-up can cause potential customers to lose interest or go to competitors because they don't feel prioritized. And difficulty personalizing outreach at scale means your messages might feel generic, which lowers engagement and trust. Altogether, these issues can slow growth and leave revenue on the table. Does that sound like what you're facing?
Can you go a bit deeper on limited sales team bandwidth and how that impacts your day-to-day operations?
Of course. Limited sales team bandwidth means your reps have more leads and tasks than they can realistically handle each day. This often leads to longer response times, rushed conversations, or even missed follow-ups. Day-to-day